Nazir per Gimel Mishnah Hey. Now we have a new din. Mishnah Nazar Vahu Bebeis HaKvaros. So let's give a little bit of background. The case of the Mishnah is going to be he's Mekabel Hareni Nazir and he's Bebeis HaKvaros. So we can't look at this as the beginning of Kiyum Yemei Nezirusoi. And he's Thomas, he brings a carbon tumor. Can't be chal on him a Kiyum Nezirus if he's in a state of tumor. What the normal case is a person who recovered himself Nazirus, and he became Tommy. Terry assumes that he didn't do it b'mezid, it's b'pesa pisoim, meis le'meis, somebody died, he's there. He's mitame, the halacha is that he has to wait 7 days of tahara, and on the eighth day, he brings the korbonis of tiglachas tuma, chatos, ha'oshom, oilo. Those 7 days are mitayr him. On the eighth day, he brings a korban, and then he starts counting. Vayomar Rishonim Yiplu, that means that the first days fall off, and he has to count the Nazirus again. Lemaisa in the Gemara, there's a ganze shmuz, it's based on braises. Exactly how this process plays itself out. We paskin like the chum that holds, that the Nazirus, the new Nazirus, could be counted only on the eighth day, he's tohor. Plus, he has to bring the chatos. Happens to be a chatos oif. Can we ruin the psukim? We'll learn more about the karbonos later on. Even though he didn't bring his oila, the chatos is the karbon hamakeves. There's a difference in the karbon hamakeves. Legabe teglachas tuma in order to restart, or teglachas tayra in order to completely take off the state of nazirus when he's done. We've seen a little bit about that before, and we'll see more about that later. Lemaisa, the Gemara in the Sugya and Daf Yud Ches has four shitas from a braisa, exactly how this plays itself out. According to one shita, is from the seventh day, he becomes tar, and on the seventh day already, he could start the Nunazirus. He's tar, finished. The Kabbalas, he has to bring the Kabbalas. The Kabbalas are not ma'akiv. Others hold the eighth day, because the eighth day he could bring a carbon. On the seventh day, he's still on the seventh day. On the eighth day, he could bring a carbon. Not that the carbon is ma'akiv, but it has to be a day that he could bring a carbon. So the eighth day is when he could start his tahira. Because on that day, he's roy to bring carbonis. Like we just said, we hold that you have to wait for the eighth day and carbonis, but not all the carbonis. He needs only a chatos. Rabbi Shmuel holds a chatos with the oshom. He makes a comparison between a teglachas tumo and a teglachas taharo in order to take off the state of Nazirus. So again, we paskin that what restarts, what jump starts again the second round after he became Tomei is 7 days. The eighth day he brings a carbon chatos, and then he restarts again. Now, what happens if he, not that he was a nozer and he became Tomei, but he couldn't be mekayim the din of tahara because he's beveis hakvaros. So the pashtus is, that what the Mishnah says over here is very straightforward, that the Torah is talking about somebody who became Tomei, but somebody who's in a state of tuma can't become a nazir. And that's the way you'd read the Mishnah, Mishnah Nozah v'hu beveis hakvaros, afilo hoye shlom shloshim yoyim, ein oylo lo min aminyin ve'ein oy mevi karben tuma. It's not oylo lo min aminyin. He made a neder of nazirus, so he has an obligation, an outstanding obligation to prava nazirus. No difference than if he said, I will become a nazir. He'll become a nazir in a week, two, three, whenever he decides to become a nazir. He doesn't become a nazir that second. So over here also, he had the Hareini nazir, even though he said a lashon of Hareini, I am, I'm becoming right now, it's not possible. Therefore, any element I mean, if any may become to him. Lemaisa, the Gemara has a discussion back and forth of Yerichon and Shlokish, a whole sugya. And the Maskonis Advan, the way we paskin, is that the nazirus is chal on him. It's just the dinim of tuma, or rather tahara mituma, that he can't keep, but the parsha of nazirus is chal on him. He becomes also b'tiglachas. He becomes also b'yayin. Not only that, he becomes also l'tame l'meis. Nishna dem. The chiddush state in the Gemara that he can get malchus also on tuma. Not the being in the beis hakvaros. If he would get azhora, he would get a hasro, and they'll tell him, Al tish de yayin, he'll get malchus. Al tigalech, and he cuts his hair, he gets malchus. If they tell him, they give him hasro, same me beis hakvaros, he's also not allowed to stay there. So it's not chal on him, But Lamaisa, he has to get out. He has to be Tor. So he has to get out of the state of Tumah and be Matar himself right away. He's not going to bring a carbon Tumah because it wasn't Chal on him, the Tumah. He was in a state of Tumah. So even the way we're saying that he could get Malkus for not walking out, it's not going to bring a carbon Tumah, but he does have to get out as soon as possible. As a side note, there's an interesting discussion. L'cha'ira, the Malkusin of Nazirus is a Mishnah for Reshes, it's a Mishnah Makkus, a Mishnah over here in Nazir also, where if you tell a Nazir, Bahasura, Al Tishtayan, he does, he gets Malkus. It's a Lav Sheyesh Memai. So what about the Hasura of get out of the Pesach Kvaris? Is that a Lav Shein Bemaisa? At the end of the day, he's standing in one place. His Aver is that he didn't do. Do we look at that as an Aver of not doing? Or we look at it as Naver Be'etzem, the standard case of Tumah, would be he's walking down the street. He wants to go into a Bezak Vos, and we tell him, Al Tikonis Le Bezak Vos, it's a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa. He stepped in. Even now, Be'etzem, it's a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa. It happens to be he's being over on a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa, but Oifin Shev Al Taisa. This is a famous raid, a famous discussion by Rishonim. It's a Chinuch with a Rambam. And the Mishnah Melech has what to say about it, the Mechaz Chinuch has what to say about it. Things that are inherently yesh by ma'isa and he does with a ma'isa, you could have the converse also. Things that are inherently without a ma'isa and he did with a ma'isa. I'll give an example. Ba'yiro ba'yimotze, we're almost in Pesach. Ba'yiro ba'yimotze, when a person owns chometz. So, be'etzem, the lav is the lav shein be'maisa. It's a malchus. It's a lav, but it's no malchus. What happens if he goes out on Pesach and he buys chometz? He's doing a ma'isa, but it's inherently on something which is lav she'en b'ma'isa. Is there malchus and not malchus? Is called lav she'esh b'ma'isa? Again, the same discussion. The Rambam clearly says by chometz that there is malchus. By nezirus, the Rambam says that if you masur the nozir, step out of the beis hakavod, it's a lav she'en b'ma'isa. It seems to be a theory in the Rambam. There's a lot of raid. Just to point out to the olam. Part of what's interesting over here. In any case, we paskin that even the Nozer who's in the Beis HaKvaros is just a Gabi Karmen Tumah, but the Parashim Nezirus is Chal on him. So, Ein Oile Loi Min HaMinyin, Ve'ein Emevi Karmen. Yotza V'Nichnas, if he goes out of the Beis HaKvaros, now, if it would just be he's out of the Beis HaKvaros, the Parashim Nezirus, the Gabi Tumah also is not Chal on him. So you have to include in what the Mishnah says, Yotza v'nichnas, we're talking about there was an interlude in between, Yotza, he now went through the Tahara process of Efer Parah Aduma, which means he went to the mikveh, b'yom shlishi u'b'yom shvi, as Mavur in the Pesukim and Parshas Chukas, there were mazal of mechatos, he's tohor. Normally we would say he can only be in a state of resuming his Nazirus, or in this case starting Nazirus, only on the 8th day we bring a carbon, but there's no carbon here. So there's nothing to wait for the 8th day. On the 7th day, as soon as the Maznal of Mechatos, he now becomes a Nazir. There's a Chiddush over here on the 7th day, he's still a Tvul Yoim, true, but the doesn't have to be a full purification. The Gedder of a Tvul Yoim is that Be'etzem he's Tohor. There's a state where he's still associated with the Tumah. That's enough to be able to start Nazirus. He's not a Tomei Meis, per se. So, he was Nitar. V'nichnas, he went into the Beis HaKvaros. So, now he's being over a lot proper. Oilun loy min aminyin. The days that he was Tor. But now that he went in, well, maybe Karbon Tumah. He has to bring the Karbon Tumah. The Dogish in the Chachom over here in the Tanakama is that that seventh day, there's a mixtus ayam kekuloi, it's oilaloi. The next day is already called the second day. That day, even if he's mitame on that day, but he's already in a state of taharo, he's already in the middle of nazirus, he now has to bring a carbon tumah. Rebbe Lezer Oimer, loy bay bayoy. That day that he became tohor, that seventh day, this is what he's arguing on, that day is not. Since the pasuk says, shenema bayom ha'rishonim yiplu, so Memela Hayom Rishonim Niplu, the Mashmos is that the day that he becomes a Nozer has to be a full day. It's a din the whole day. Now this day was one of the 7 days of his Tumah, of him being Nitar from the Tumah that was on him. It can't be Bechlal, the Yom Rishonim. It can't be Bechlal, the days that he's Praving Nazirus. Now again, like we said, that even according to Chacham, once he goes out, he's not allowed to go back into the Beis HaKvaros. Pashut, he's Torah, of course, he's being Matam, he's being Oiv and Alav. The question is only whether he's going to have to make a carbonus of a tummy, of Tiglachas Tumer. Rav Lezer holds no. He's not yet in the state of full praving in Nazirus. He has the Isurei Nazir, but he can't go back. He can't be considered in the state of Nazirus, and therefore the going back in, or again, he's in a place and somebody dies, is not going to cause him to be in the state of Nazirus, and therefore the halachas, he won't be in a carbon tumor. That's the machlokes over here. Halacha, by the way, the Rav quotes halacha Kirb Lezer. Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Nazir Nazirus Harbe, Behishlam is Nazirusoi. The background of this mission is a fascinating din. Chazal were goyzer, tumas eretz amim. Any place out of Eretz Yisrael has a din of tumah. And the way we look at it is we look at every single place in Chutz Lort as being a possibility that there are mason buried underneath that has a din of stepping over a kever. And well, there's a tumas mace. The practical application over here is that memelo we see a nozer that having pravid nazirus. In Chutz Lartz, that's Soysa the Nazirus. And that's what we're talking about over here. Mishinoza Nazirus Arbe, Vihishlam es Nazirus, he was Mashlam, whatever he was Noider, Vachach Bolartz, he comes to Eretz Yisrael. Now, what that looked like in the times of Beis HaMikdash, after they were Goyzer, is that a Yid came from Chutz Lartz. He needed 7 days with a process of Eifer Paraduma to turn him into a Tohar, and only then was he allowed to eat Kochim, Truma, and so on and so forth. The Hargosha is that Chazal were Goyzer, ostensibly it's because of halacha concerns of Kvarim that were lost. It says even according to one Lashon Gemara, the Kvarim of the Meisei Mabul, where it saw there was no Mabul, so you never know where you're stepping over dead bodies. But it's more than that. Eretz Am of person is not fully alive. It's only in Eretz Yisrael where Yid is fully alive because he's in the place where he's connected to the Shechinah, to the Rebbeinu Shlom. So a person who's outside of Eretz Yisrael, B'midim Mesuyam, is in a place that's mace. B'shteitzach, the other way a person could be mace is when a person is not engaged in Torah Mitzvahs. And that's what the Pasuk says, Odom ki yomuz ba'il eina terem z'kayem z'al mishamem z'atzmeleo, in the parasha of Tumas Mace, the Torah says that. Mishin noza nizirus habiv hishlam is nizirus v'achach bolor, so comes to Eretz Yisrael. B'shamay oimrim, a guy had a nizirus for years. We're not so to the whole Nazirus. We're not so machmir, B'Shami says. Nozir shloshim yoim. He's going to be a nozir for 30 days. Tumas says, if a person comes from Chutz Lartz, we retire him, and before he brings a Korban Pesach, he has to go through the purification process. But to knock off Nazirus that he praved in Chutz Lartz, no, this old chshash of Tumas Eretz Am is only midrabbanan, we're not goyzer. Beis Hillel Oimim Nozir Bitchilo. He has to go back and he has to count the whole Yemei Nazirus. It's one of the few cases where Beis Hillel is Machmir. Now, if you think about it, on a Deraisa level, he comes to Eretz Yisrael and he wants to bring his Korbanos. And Be'etzim, right now, he should be bringing Korbanos Tahara. Korban and the Tiglachas of Yemei Tahara. The Tumas Eretz Am is only Midrabon. Chazal didn't allow him to be Megaleach and to bring the Korbanos. Until he praves the Nazirus for as long as his Nazirus was in Chutz Lartz. Now, Zatumal the Gemara, L'cha'oira, one of the dinim of Kabbonis is a lava bal ta'acha. A person is not allowed to delay needlessly bringing Kabbonis to his mechuyv. So, even a lava, he waits some Kabbonis one regal, some three regalim. He delays and procrastinates. Now over here we have a guy who's mekabel nazirus of 2 years. He praved nazirus of Chutz Lartz for 2 years. He comes to Eretz Yisrael. They make him prav another 2 years. He's being ma'achad the kabbonis. That's the Gemara. Since bal ta'acha is not violating a law b'kum v'aseh, it's only b'shev al tas. Chazal of the koyach to tell you not to be mekayim the neder and to even violate the neder b'shev al taisa. L'maisa the Mishnah backs up this story, this din with the story. Maisa b'hiloni amalko. Iloni Amalka, Kiyodua, some of the Rishonim hold that she was a princess or a queen from Beis Chashmonaim. The Tesin Ksuba says, but Lamaisa, the history, and the Mufashim bring it down over here, say that Iloni Amalka, fascinating story, there was a Malchus where she and her son Munbaz were Megayah to Yiddishkeit. They were the rulers of a small kingdom. Near it saw they were Megayah. They lived in their kingdom. Eventually they moved to Eretz Yisrael, and they lived in Yerushalayim. Says the Mishnah Yuma that they donated things of great beauty to the Beis Hamikdash. So Maisa Biloni Amalka, Shalach ben Olam Ulchama, her son went out to war. He was still the Melech in his kingdom, even though they had already been Mekabel all the halachas of Yiddishkeit, of Yadus. Memela has a schus for her son that was going out to Ulchama. What should she do? She sent him out with better body armor. She sent him out with her own Kabbalah's Naziris. V'omram, Yavoy Benimin Amalchama B'sholoim, Ehe Nazira Sheva Yom, I will be a Nazira for 7 years. Ubob Noman Amalchama, he was saved, he came back, Vayis a Nazira Sheva Yom. Ubisev Sheva Shonim, also Lord, Shon, not Yom. Ubisev Sheva Shonim, also Lord, she came to Eretz Yisrael. She had to bring Kabbalah's. V'ruah Beis Hillel, this was that period, the last 100 years, the turbulent time when Beis Hillel ruled Klal Yisrael. They were the Gedolei Ador. This is where the Psak came down. She's a Nazira Oid Sheva Shonim Acheres. Who Besev Sheva Shonim Nitmis. Lemaisa, she became Tomei after 7 years. Now here's a little bit of a complicating factor. When she became Tomei L'chor, she should have brought Tiglachas Tomo, Kobonus of a Nozer Shenitmo, and then private another 7 years, like the Mishnah says that v'soiv sheva shonim nitmes v'nimtzis nazir esim v'achashona, because the seven in chutz la'aretz loyololoy according to Beis Hillel, she had to make another seven. Lemaisa, the Mefarshim point out that since Lemaisa in her first seven midderaisa she was already yotzer kvar nizirusa, so melabetzim she wasn't roy to bring kabbonis tuma, she couldn't bring kabbonis. Even though they said she has to prove 7 years, but lemaisa to bring korbanos that she's bechlan amuchli v'chatos with the osham, only you can bring chatos and osham are korbanos that you can't bring without having a siba mechayevis. Over here, lemaisa and deraisa she can bring a korban. It's chulin bazara. So memela they didn't say she should bring the seder of korbanos tuma. They just said she should prava another 7 years. If she becomes tummy, we'll treat her klape the din of chulun bazara. That the first 7 years lemaisa were her nazirus. The second 7 years are 7 years. Lemaisa, the problem is only because before those 7 years were up, she became tummy. She was nitma. So again, like we said, kabbalah's tummy she's not going to bring, but she does need to be mashlim. Any oilam in a minyan, she has to prava another 7 years. Grand total of 21. Reb Yehuda holds, no, she only did 14 years. Why? Because we're talking about she was nitma b'yoyim achroin of the minion of becoming tor after at the end of her cheshbon. Remember that we had Mishnah Dal, the shita of Reb Lezer, that holds that nitma does not soise the whole nazirus. It only means that you have to prav another 30 days. So memelo over she didn't have to prav another 7 years because it was biyoy machroin. So it wasn't mechayiv. What was a mechayiv? It was mechayiv another 30 days. That's it. It was mechayiv 30 days on top of the 14 years. That's a Yehuda's account of what happened over there. Lefi shittas Rebbe Elazar Mishnah Dal.